Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, guys, it's time for our snake draft. And our snake draft is going to be, I'm going to label it ethnic foods in terms of like foods from different areas, countries, nationalities. So like I'm going to get
cuisines of the world.
Yes, I'm going to get food. I'm going to get X food.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. The order is Emily, Jorge, Chavez, Allen. Three each, 12 total, because all that can fit on the graphic. Right, Parker?
Who's that?
Hey.
Parker Bell of Dodger Blue. And he only knows how to put 12 things on that graphic, right? Okay, great.
Introduce me to him the next time you see him. I'd like to meet him.
Will do. All right, first up is me. So I'm going to go with, if I'm going to spend a lot of money and go to a very nice place, I'm probably going to go to a place with this kind of food. It's also, I can go to a very cheap version of this kind of food. And I'm going to go and I can get my favorite cuisine that I think everyone knows that I love, that I happen to sometimes put on the floor. I'm going to go with Italian food. Italian food is my top choice. It can be lowbrow, it can be highbrow, it could be anything you want. I am never disappointed myself, personally, Emily, by Italian food.
That is a great draft, number one draft choice. Because to your point, Em, it can be super like rustic and simple. It can be incredibly elevated and complicated. It can be fast. It hits
every single
box.
It can be light. It can be very
box.
Heavy.
Yeah. All of the above.
Overall.
So,
all of the above.
Italian's my first choice.
Great choice.
Jorge, I think we know what your first choice can be.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Mexican. Unless you're Cody and you want to pick rice as your choice. Damn you, Cody.
Mexican rice is good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Mexican rice.
But yeah, it comes with the combo, just again.
Yeah. I'll go with Mexican because you have variations of food, sauces. It's just, you get all kinds of food.
So all of
choices.
These have a huge emphasis on that carb. That carb.
Yeah.
Like, all of these have a very specific carb that is so good.
Yes.
Carbs are what make the world go round. All right, Trav, what's your pick?
So, the reason I was asking earlier
Swedish?
About the draft order,
I'll go now.
Was I needed to know where Jorge was in this draft because I knew that you were going to take my top pick. I know, and it's my favorite, and that's
where
I would go first.
There's
everything,
dude.
Like if you're just telling me, hey, listen, all you can have is tacos for the rest of your life, great, because I can eat a million different things.
By the way, I'm making mole for dinner tonight.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
What kind?
It's just regular red mole.
Okay, yeah. It sounds pretty good.
We'll be there at like 6:30.
This is kind of the classic cuisine of the world, and it can be very heavy, it can be very rich, not unlike what Emily's talking about with Italian. It can also be very light. There is a lot of carb-based things in it, but there's seafood, which is my favorite. There's a lot of beef, which I like. There's really not a dish that exists in this cuisine that isn't like a classic, that, oh yeah, everybody knows that. I will take French to start.
Okay, well, oui.
Yes.
Okay. Au foie gras.
Yes.
All right.
And it's now you're going to take my second
pick.
Yeah, you threw me off a little bit there. Okay. All right, let's get Japanese out of the way. Japanese is going to be my top pick there. I love Japanese food, and I think it could be as simple as a teriyaki chicken rice bowl, and I'll have it every single day. Or you can get
rice. One of your options.
You can get you can get sushi. You can get sashimi. I think I've told you this a couple times. Been to Japan and just
Japanese candy is really good too.
Japanese food's amazing, so it's great. And I'm a fan of the all the different soups that they come with, and I'm a fan of all that. So let's go Japanese, number one. Number two is actually a little different. This is a tough pick for me. It's between two.
Think about what you eat on game days.
Dang it. I'll leave that one for now.
That one's coming back around because no one else is taking it.
All right, I'm just going to take my own people off the board. Middle Eastern food. Let's go Middle Eastern food as my number two pick. Listen, this is my people too. It's a little heavier than you probably want, but it's as far as the spices go and taste goes, Middle Eastern food, my number two.
Dolma?
Pretty
dolma
good.
Less. It's more of like the biryanis and the, you know.
What's that?
Biryani. You've heard of biryani. Biryani is a rice mixed with, you can have different meats in there. It's got different vegetables in there as well, cooked on a huge pot. A lot of it will be cooked with lamb or be cooked with some type of a.
Sure.
Some type of a meat.
What's it called?
Biryani.
Biryani?
Yeah. They do it. Indians do it as well. Indian food is, I don't know if Thai, no, Thai definitely doesn't do it. So, yeah, there's mine.
All right, Trev.
Chinese.
All right, off the board.
Yep.
It was that or that.
Yeah. It's a crowd pleaser. Very, you know, most people have at least a couple of things in Chinese food they like. If you're like me, there's very few Chinese dishes that you don't like.
You're not
a lot of
there.
Different types of meats, a lot
you
of different
super
types
authentic.
Of super authentic. Super, there's again, M, like you said earlier, you can go super carb heavy or you can go virtually none at all.
I think when we say Chinese, like this is my world growing up. It's literally the styrofoam container.
Sure.
It's got you're putting your beef and broccoli or your kung pao, pick whatever you want, and then you got your rice and your chow mein. It's like,
yes.
But you can also go to the San Gabriel Valley and have some really authentic 100%. Chinese restaurants if you want to go for a different route. It's kind of like Italian food where you can get super authentic or you can get Olive Garden. Both satisfy everything.
Well, I mean,
You took Chinese. I'm going to go with Thai food.
It's a good pick.
Thai food, I like the pad
Thai's amazing.
The pad Thai.
Thai's amazing.
Yeah. Thai food was my second choice.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'm going to get my second number two overall off the board.
I'm really
happy with this.
Don't do it.
I'm going to take Mediterranean/Greek food.
Oh, okay.
All right,
great
so
choice.
I'm going to take, I love a gyro. I love like a bowl of human chow that is kava, but I just really like the lightness I feel when I have like Greek food, Mediterranean food. I love their take on that stuff.
You know what's
tzatziki.
Good about that too, Em? Like the lightness that you're talking about. You can indulge. You can have a really significant portion of a lot of that food and still feel like, hey, I'm okay. Like if I eat my second choice, a lot of Chinese food, I just want to go to sleep. Like I just want to call it a night, but the Greek stuff is very light.
You still haven't gone. I don't think you have Papa Christos. You ever heard of Papa Christos?
That's right around the corner from where I used to live. I went there a lot.
Oh, okay. So you did go. Okay. Somebody didn't go. I know I brought it up.
I've never been.
Or I didn't think you had even heard of it. Yeah, that's a great place.
Yeah. They also were the reason we had a lot of feral cats in our neighborhood because they would feed them. So last one I'm going to pick off the board. I'm going to go with something of where I grew up, something I grew up eating, and I'm going to go Southern comfort food. So Southern comfort / soul food, fried chicken, cornbread, chili, collard greens, corn,
it's
all
good,
that good stuff.
It's good
stuff.
Eating right there.
So Southern comfort food, like fixins downstairs, that's the key for everything. Love it. So Southern comfort
it's good
food
eating
is
down there.
Second. All right. Jorge?
You
had a terrible pick choice, Trav. Sorry.
I like the fact that he's better.
French number one overall? Come on,
your
bro.
Your French was way too high. That was way too high.
I think I'm going to go Cuban on this one. The ropa vieja, arroz con pollo,
it's good.
The yuca. I gotta take Cuban on this one. Yeah, lechon. Oh, yep.
Travis, you could have French would have come back to you
later.
In the third round, bro.
It's
you
strategically. You guys, strategically.
I can't explain to you. If you don't get
there
it, you don't get
go.
It. But that's
there
fine.
There we go. I love this. You can't explain it to
we
us.
We weren't gonna take French.
I can't explain it to you.
But you're not. You went to Arrowhead at midnight. You wouldn't understand.
I like that. We would never understand.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't.
I get it.
I really thought I could get Southern food on the flip. I really, truly
I'm
did.
I'm the only one here that grew up in the South.
But it bothers me a great deal that you took that. Like, honestly, it bothers me more than Jorge taking the Mexican food.
Fernando.
Is Spanish the same? Or is I can
no,
take
no,
Spanish.
No, you can speak Spanish. Okay. Like I want
Spanish.
Like from Spain.
Yeah, Spanish.
Okay, shout out Spain.
I like
Spain.
Tapas.
Yeah. All right, Al, last pick.
Indian food.
Gazpacho.
Let's go. Let's call it a day. Got my three.
Gazpacho's pretty good.
Yeah. Got my three in there.
What'd you say?
Indian.
Oh, yeah.
Got my three in there.
I think we all ended up with the three that we wanted besides Travis.
I like what I got, but I would. I wanted Southern food so bad. I thought I could get it on the flip. I really, truly did. It's going to. See, you know, we're talking about little things that bother you for the rest of the day.
This
will bother me
will
for
the one.
Weeks. It'll bother me for literally weeks. I knew that Jorge was going to take Mexican, right. But I thought I could get the flip.
You're speaking of Cuban food, there's this place off the 10th Freeway. I don't want to mention it for whatever, but they serve you a whole lot of food, man. Like, you go there and you ask them for arroz con pollo, they bring a big old plate just full of it. You can eat half, bring the rest home.
The black beans and rice you get at those places too. Forget it.
So here's some things we left off. We didn't have Korean food.
Korean,
love
yeah.
Korean food. It's great. Hawaiian food. Hawaiian food's also it's light. It's good. I thought honestly you were gonna take it because also I had just been there. And you thought I might take it.
No.
With the, like the poke. You like poke?
I do like poke. I had it last night.
Hawaiian barbecue.
Yeah.
No one took like German Polish like. Hot
the
dogs,
schnitzels
sauerkraut,
and
schnitzel.
All that.
Yeah. Maybe Mace will take that.
Yeah.
But those are some big ones I think
it's going to bother me the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. Really, truly.
No one took American food, like burgers, hot dogs. Yeah. We take it or leave it.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Although, hot dogs are appetizers. We've already covered this a million times.
Sandwich?
Dodgers did it again. I'm not talking about win another game. I'm talking about finding the right guy that anybody else could have had that the Dodgers got done. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. 13 years in a row. 13 years in a row of being the dealer of the year. That's Rotolo Chevrolet. That's why you know they're doing it right. That's how you know the prices are great. That's how you know the selection is great. And that how, more than anything, you know that the customer service is great. And that's what Mike Capozzo does every single day. Mike's running the show out at Rotolo Chevrolet. Mike's making sure that everyone on his team makes sure that you understand that you're the most important person that comes on that lot, because to them, that is exactly what you are. That's why they're as courteous as they are, as transparent as they are, upfront. The entire process from financing to your purchase, everything about you, you're like, yeah, that makes sense to me. That's a great deal. You're going to feel good. You're going to tell your friends, and they're going to tell all theirs. And that's when they get dealer number year 14. Rotolo Chevy, right off the 210 freeway, Sierra Avenue exit. You absolutely cannot miss it. It is a sea of Silverados. And if you're thinking, ooh, Fontana's a little far from me, go online, rotolochevy.com. R-O-T-O-L-O, rotolochevy.com. And when you go, tell them that Travis sent you.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, as promised, we'll talk a little Rams football right now. Steve Avila joining us right now. Rams new center. Last year, their left guard played in every single play of every single game. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Steve, thanks for coming on. How you been?
Hey, thanks for having me.
So let's start right there. I know you and I got a chance to talk about this a couple of weeks ago at that Rams party, but what did it mean to you to not just have a successful rookie season, not just to be able to play in every game, but to literally play every snap of the entire season?
Oh, it means a lot, man. There's a lot of expectations going into the year last year, and I had a lot of goals set for myself. And, you know, one of those was, you know, to be the best I could be. And a lot of what comes with that was, you know, playing every single snap and try to do it at a high level. So I'm just glad that, you know, I was able to, you know, meet my expectations.
Steve, with all, you know, obviously you got to put in all the work. You got to make sure your body is feeling a certain way. You got to make sure that you're taking care of yourself, rest, all that stuff. How much of that is just being really fortunate that you were able to stay healthy for 18 games, including the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a blessing. I mean, we have a good, you know, athletic training staff. You know, they got me right the whole season. A lot of nutrition, you know, helped me out. And, you know, really just toughened things out, man. It's a lot. It's a long, long, long season, longer than college. And, you know, I'm just fortunate enough to, you know, not have any, you know, serious issues, you know, knock on wood. Hopefully we can do a repeat next year.
How excited are you? And I think just coming off the momentum the Rams had last season, How excited just the upcoming year? We saw, and I'm sure you guys aren't looking at power rankings and things along those lines, but a lot of people feel really good about the Rams situation coming into this season. Obviously, some great games on the schedule. We'll find out on Wednesday when those are going to be slated. Can you talk about the upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited. You know, it's year two for me, so no longer a rookie, but I'm really excited for this next upcoming draft class. I feel like we cemented a really good culture on implementing a lot of the young guys, and, you know, we don't plan on stopping there. So, I mean, the best that, you know, I can do as a year two guy is bring those guys along. But I'm really excited. It's going to be really fun.
Steve Avila joining us here on Trav and Slee. Coming up on May 11th is Walk United LA at SoFi Stadium, where Steve will be one of the honorary chair people of that event. We'll talk about that coming up in just one sec. What about the position change, Steve, going from guard to center? Obviously, you've played both in your career. You spent all last season at guard, and now you're in the middle of the line. What's that all about?
Oh, man. You know, it was really exciting. I mean, you know, when I found out it was happening, it just told me, you know, how much trust that the team had in me. I was fortunate and blessed enough to have a lot of teammates that helped me out throughout the season and get me right with, you know, looking at defenses and with technique and all this stuff. So all that stuff comes together when making that transition right now. And, you know, I'm really excited for it.
I know this is, you know, obviously a big deal, and this is a great event that we got coming up. Can you talk a little bit about your partnership and a part of the Walk United LA? It's going to be at SoFi Stadium. I know you guys are hoping to get 10,000 Angelinos to join you and a whole crew there. Can you talk a little bit about the event and just how special that day is going to be?
Yeah, it's a family-friendly 5K walk on Saturday. It's going to be at SoFi, and we're, you know, there to raise funds and awareness, you know, to combat homelessness here in Los Angeles. You know, I feel like it's very prevalent, you know, in the Los Angeles community, and, you know, we want to show our support so we can raise some funds for homelessness.
Steve Avila joining us here on Trav and Sleeve. So we had earlier this week, Kyren Williams came on, and I asked him something that we should ask you, and this is what he had to say about that.
I guess ask him to repeat a cadence. You know, ask him to give you a cadence on one. Tell him to give you a cadence on one to see what happens. Because, you know, he's switching over to center this year, and there's a lot more responsibility as a center than, you know, is a right guard. And so, you know, he's stepping up to the plate, though. He's doing great. He's making the right calls. He's doing everything he's, you know, in his power to, you know, be the best center he can be. So, you know, I'm excited for him. But, you know, just messing with that might just, you know, he might laugh a little bit when you're asking that.
All right, so you're on the spot, Steve. Well, give me a cadence on one.
A cadence on one? Okay. All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right. Said Hut. Blue 80. Blue 80, said Hut.
That's pretty good.
Do you work on that? Like, you look in the mirror, you get up in the morning, you start going through it, or is it just...
Hey, that's how much we practice, man. It's in my blood now, man. I know how things go.
Sounds like you're in a regular season game in November. You're ready to go.
I just jumped offside, by the way. Just so you
put me back there at quarterback, huh?
So take me through the relationship with Matthew Stafford. Obviously, you guys were teammates last year, but now the relationship's different. You're handing him the ball every single play. Do you have to work on that? Do you have to work on understanding his cadence? Have you heard it long enough? Like, I would imagine there are some challenges by all of a sudden just the exchange that you're going to have to do 60, 70, 80 times a game.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, I feel like this is what this time is for, just to get familiarized with everything. But, you know, luckily, again, like, I've played every single snap last year, so I know a lot of, you know, what his cadence sounds like and, you know, where the ball is supposed to be. A lot of what I'm working on now is, you know, that snapping the ball, you know, because I want to get that perfect so he can be able to get the ball to the receiver. So I don't want that to be a problem. Not that it is, but I just want to be the best I can be, you know, because at the end of the day, we're trying to keep him upright.
Steve, we saw Rams community had posted an event that you're going to be a part of. So an offensive line position camp that's going on May 24th. I know this is more specific to you, but can you talk a little bit about what that's all about and your goal there helping out some of these high school athletes?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like all throughout my football career, I've always been one with, you know, sharing knowledge. And it's going to be a fun little event. You know, we're going to have a lot of drills there. You know, and that's really, I guess, you know, a part of who I am, you know, sharing knowledge to a lot of these high school kids, you know, something that I wish, you know, I had, you know, back in high school. So it's going to be fun.
Rams center Steve Avila joining us here on Trav and Slee. So we just did a draft a second ago, Steve, where we were picking our favorite different types of like ethnic cuisine, and you know, Mexican food comes off the board, Indian food, Chinese food. What's at the top of the list? If you had the first pick, what are you taking first?
Oh man, I've had a lot of different food. Come on, like I'm an offensive lineman, but I would be wrong if I didn't put Hispanic food up there. It is just so diverse. You can have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and there's just so many good vegetables that you can go that goes into every single meal. So that would probably be number one.
Okay, so I'm gonna Jorge, get ready for this. So one of our producers, Jorge Briones, we have this longstanding argument where he ranks carne asada as the sixth best taco filling. Is he out of his?
Oh, wow,
it seems insane to me.
That is wild.
Okay, when you get tacos, you can get asada
anywhere. Tacos, you think of that? That's wild.
Yeah, what I think he's saying is that's like that's the basic. I think that's.
Yeah, it's very basic. You can get it anywhere, yeah. And it's a hit or miss. It depends on how long that's been there.
Hey, pepperoni pizza is basic. Would you put that at number six for pizza?
Yeah, why not?
Well, carne asada is much higher on our list.
Yeah, so much higher than ours. Walk United LA 2024. It is happening this weekend at SoFi Stadium. For more information, you can go to unitedwayla.org/walkunitedla2024. Obviously, a little bit of a different offensive line this year. You're obviously changing positions. Jonah Jackson comes in from the Detroit Lions along the way. Do like the five of you guys hang out all the time? You go to the movies together? You go out to dinner just to kind of work as a unit? Or is it all the Bill Belichick, just do your job and everything else falls in place?
No, I mean, I feel like to have a good offensive line, you all have to have a great relationship. And I feel like that's what we have. We had that last year. Excuse me, sorry. We had that last year. And, you know, we're getting, you know, into OTAs. Actually, Big Jonah just got a house with a pool. So we'll be hanging around there. soon, so there'll be a lot more activities we'll be doing together.
Is it just an O-line hang, or can Stafford and Cooper Kupp and Puka show up if they want?
Oh, they're more than welcome. usually when we do stuff, the tight ends join us because they're honorary offensive linemen. So
you should get a taco guy and make sure there's plenty of carne asada and don't invite Jorge.
There we go, for sure.
Steve Avila, the Rams center. Appreciate your time very
much. Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much.
You got it. That's awesome. See, we got another vote on our side, Jorge.
It's okay. Have all the carne asada.
I don't think Jorge's worried. Jorge's you guys can have it.
You guys are cool.
You guys can have it.
Sure. The more for you guys.
Bring me some of that mole tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'll make plenty.
All right. Yeah. When you say you make plenty, so you have four people in your family.
Correct.
But, right.
You know,
obviously Gael's not. I don't think he's taking down the mole yet.
No,
might eat it.
She's starting to try different things.
Okay.
Like we're trying to get her out of her, like, you know, normal stuff. So
yeah.
She'll have
you make enough for 10 people, 20,
no,
5?
No, make enough for like maybe 6.
Okay.
6 people.
Put me in the head count.
Yeah, for sure.
Put me in the head count for sure. There you go. Rabbit Hole's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Nothing can possibly go wrong. And also, I finally get that beginning of that rejoin, even though I made it.
There you go.
So now I know what the red pill and the blue pill mean. All right, so Rabbit Hole is whatever has been occupying our fancies, maybe keeping us up at night over the past couple of days on the internet. So Al, why don't you start us off?
All right, so I'll use one as an example. This dude, hilarious guy, African-American guy, and he was walking through like all the different ways African-Americans after a meal or during a meal. Okay. So he's like, you got the guy that wants to eat by himself and he's, you know, at a park bench. It's like outdoor, right? And he's like, no, I'm good, guys. Let me just finish eating. I'll get back to you guys.
The cookout.
The guy that comes in where he doesn't have a plate, he's always holding the food, like having a whatever it is, whatever item of food, eating it while he's talking to everybody else. Like, why don't you just grab a plate? And he just keeps going back and forth. Like, all the different versions of, and I think they do this with all the ethnicities, but this specific guy is obviously just doing African-Americans. The guy that won't stop talking while you're eating, like, just every possible way of doing it.
Is there a Middle Eastern version of this? In terms of, like, if you had to do your version of this, is there different people in the Middle Eastern family of, like, when you have people over, this person?
I think it's actually very similar in all cultures. It's who the person is. Like, one person is like, if I'm eating, I just want to eat. I don't need to talk to anybody right now. You have another person, like, I'll use my mom as an example. My mom doesn't eat when we eat. She's like making sure everybody else is good. I'm like, grab a plate. She doesn't eat.
It's funny you say that. Yeah. So my grandmother on my dad's side, my dad is one of five kids. And he said when he was growing up, she would make sure that the five kids and my grandfather, that everybody was constantly taking care of everybody else. And she would never sit down to eat until everybody else was basically done with their meal.
It's actually kind of funny when you say it, when you go family. My brother-in-law, they're both so different. One is eating like takes his time. He's chewing his food properly. He's cutting his food. And then my other brother-in-law and me, we're like animals out there. We're just eating so fast, right? All right, just how much can we put in? And my other brother-in-law, it's like salad first. And it's like, how the hell do you have that much patience?
Trav, what's yours?
So I think I've mentioned this before.
Oh, wait, I have to leave.
Yeah. Lindsay, the producer Lindsay and I share an affection for true crime podcasts. And
were you already listening to them?
Yeah.
Or she kind of?
No, we realized we both listened to them. She probably consumes more of them than I do.
Yeah,
she's given me some really great recommendations. I did find this one on my own. It's called Bear Brook, if you're interested in checking it out. But it's a true crime podcast that was about the back in the mid-80s, these four people were found murdered in the woods. A young woman, maybe in her late 20s, and three little girls, like 8, 4, and 2. And they couldn't identify the bodies for 50 years. They had no idea who these people were. They had no suspects. No one had ever said, hey, I'm missing my sister, my wife, my granddaughter. Like, just poof, gone. No, just disappeared. No one ever said, I'm looking. They could never identify these bodies. Well, fast forward to relatively modern times. I think it was in the early 2020s. They were able to identify these bodies basically through DNA communities. 23andMe, you know, Ancestry.com, all
oh,
this
yeah,
stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's why I never put my stuff in there.
Well, they've got it anyway. I got bad news for you. But it was all about, like, crime solving through genealogy. And I started going through all these different things, and all the Golden State Killer that was on the loose for four, they caught him this way. Like, it was so fascinating to me that they're able to find some distant 12th cousin and trace these family trees back to, bam, it's that guy. And it's just fascinating
to
me.
It's also so weird why people ever did that in the first place, to do that whole genealogy thing. I just feel like you're putting your DNA and giving it to a company.
Well, here's
so
the problem. I feel the same way you do, but you don't have to give yours. I don't have to give mine. If my 12th cousin has it, they can get to you eventually. And that's what's so terrifying about the whole thing, because if you have even one person in your, and by the way, like, once you get to fifth cousins, we all have thousands of them, right? Mm. We all do. So if any of the people in that chain are in, we're all cooked. So that was my rabbit hole. And it's deeply, because at this point, it's like, I know my phone's listening. I know that if you have one of those virtual assistants in the house, I know that my laptop's lit. At this point, I've just given up. You have my DNA. You have my fingerprints. You have everything you're ever going to need. You know every website I've ever looked at, every person I've ever talked to. What are you going to do?
My friend, Rachel, she found out her dad wasn't her real dad through 23,
yes.
Like one of these things.
Yes.
And then she connected with her, I think her dad had passed away, her biological dad. Yeah. So she has become family friends with that family now since, and she like goes to meet them, and she's like, oh my God, you're the same as me. And so she's realizing this whole different part of her life, recontextualizing her life. She actually, I think, is trying to option it for like television or a movie.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
But yeah, crazy.
They can find people.
Jorge?
Okay, so I sent this to Alan, when was it? Yesterday, 2 days, a couple days ago.
Yeah.
It's a guy who, you guys, I told you I have a thing for chocolate. I eat chocolate every day. So I found this
guy. One of your essentials.
Who makes the Colosseum, the Roman Colosseum, out of chocolate.
Let's go.
He just breaks piece after piece. At the same time, he's eating his pieces. He takes caramel and he starts gluing, you know, all the pieces together. And then eventually he ends up with the Colosseum. Just the
bro,
whole,
it's incredible it's how he gets there. Yeah. Like you would think, like,
all
oh,
the detail.
Is it? No, just yeah, the
details,
detail
the windows,
of it.
The hallway.
It's incredible
everything.
How he does it.
Yeah, so I went down that, and then that.
Jorge wouldn't be able to do it because he'd eat 100%
you'd eat all
of the
construction. Lions exactly. And the Christians that they used to have in there, too.
And then that took me down to something called How America Was Built Based on Food. Oh, the food that built America.
I've seen that.
Dude, I came across the episode of Hershey's and then how Reese's was in his backyard and eventually created his own brand in his backyard. It was just crazy nice. I just went down this chocolate.
You see the one about the Kellogg's family?
Yeah, in Post.
Yeah, pretty interesting.
The Domino's and Pizza Hut was pretty good, too.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Very interesting. All right, so my rabbit hole has to do with, it kind of got me started because yesterday a poster for the new movie Twisters, which is like, it's not necessarily like I don't think it's like a sequel to Twister, but it's like, it's just basically they're following storm chasers and kind of similar dynamics. Pretty girl, pretty beautiful guy, have to go chase the storm, whatever. So kind of romance involved in it. But the poster is the three main characters of this movie. They are facing kind of, I'll just say north. They're facing north and they're like looking up in the sky, like what's going to happen? South behind them in the photo is the tornado. It's like, guys, you know it's behind you, right?
Maybe
the
poster, two.
The poster's just like constructed weird to me, because and then it's getting roasted online. He's like, we know the posters, the Twister's behind them. So it got me on, not just like the worst posters of all time, because there are some terrible movie posters out there, but movie posters that gave away the ending, that kind of spoiled the movie. So here are some that like you might recognize, and I'll try to describe the poster. So Shawshank Redemption's poster, and it's Andy Dufresne shirt off in the rain. You can't tell it's Andy Dufresne; it's his back, but it's shirt off in the rain. It's the end of the movie.
Couldn't he have been in the yard, in the prison yard, in the rain?
Yes, but once you know the movie, it does spoil it. So obviously, going into it, you don't know if it's a spoiler or not, but you're kind of waiting for whatever that scene was to happen, and so it happens at the end of the movie, kind of like when you gave away Better Call Saul to Al. Like I'm waiting for this scene to happen, and it's not happening. Second one. The Grease poster. It's Grease, and it's Andy. It's not Danny. Danny and what's it?
Sandy.
Danny and Sandy, and she's all dolled up, and she's in her like greasified outfit. Spoiler: that's the end of the movie. That's what your payoff is.
Okay,
that Sandy turns into that.
I haven't seen Grease in a long time. Doesn't the car like fly into the clouds?
Yeah,
at the end?
Yeah.
I'm going down a rabbit hole right now, finding worse movie posters.
I have two more, and if you find more, you can do more. So next one, Carrie. Okay, the movie Carrie, Stephen King Carrie, is who wants to take Carrie to the prom, and it's a side by side photo of Carrie in her beautiful prom dress and Carrie covered in blood. You're like, you're giving away that she has something happens to Carrie. Like I don't know. I just
they weren't
feel
very
like,
nice to her.
Exactly.
Neither was her mother.
Yeah, and also what's funny is my mother is named Carrie.
Oh,
her mother is a librarian. Saw that there was a book called Carrie. And it was like, oh, Carrie, you should read this book. And it was literally the year my mom was going to go to prom. This book came out. Anyway.
So she looked up for buckets.
Basically. Basically the joke was like, who wants to take Carrie Johnston to the prom? Last one. The poster for Planet of the Apes, the original Planet of the Apes. You know, at the end of the movie, again, spoiler alert for a 80-year-old movie. He's kneeling in the sand, and he's like, why you? What was it?
Like, damn dirty apes.
You damn dirty apes. And it's the Statue of Liberty. You realize that this planet that he's on is not some faraway planet that he got into. It's the planet, it's Earth. And so the Planet of the Apes poster has an ape on it and the freaking Statue of Liberty. That's the big reveal at the end. So that's my rabbit hole that I got down.
It's good.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you have any explanation for why Danny and Sandra D were in a flying car through the clouds at the end of that? Because the movie
camp, it's they're going to heaven or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't know. The funniest scene in that whole movie is when John Travolta is trying to play softball or baseball, whatever it is, and he calls the umpire a name and then snaps his mask into his face.
That whole movie, with a 2024 lens, it's not a great movie.
Of course,
but
no.
Yeah. All the pink ladies look like they're 80 years old.
Well, what's the woman's name who played Rizzo? She's very famous. Soccer Channing. I think she was in her 30s.
Beauty school dropout.
Yeah. It's an interesting film. The Dump, coming up next. A little super crosstalk as well. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. So this is a good example, Em, of one of those cultural touchstones that if you know, and you're of a certain age. It was today in 1980, May 9th, 1980, that the original Friday the 13th was released, and Jason with the hockey mask.
Also not on the 13th. Which is
no, I guess not. Strange. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's an opportunity.
You're right. But how many Friday the 13th comes around once or twice a year?
Sure,
maybe.
But still, put it out on the 13th.
Yeah, if it's done, it's done. Put it out there. But this is one of those. Like now, the serial killer with the mask, like ubiquitous, right? Mm-hmm. But that was kind of the first thing: hockey mask, kids in the woods at the lake.
Yep.
You know, anybody that's about to have sex, well, you're about to get murdered. Like that's just that. That was kind of the beginning of, at least in my life.
It turned into the meta version, which is Scream, in what 1996, where they kind of point out all the tropes. Like we all knew the tropes, but it's like, oh yeah, you can't have sex. Oh, you're on the phone. The killer's in the house. All that stuff. And then that Scream mask was what they found it in like a Party City thing, and now that's become the most famous
mask. Is Scream considered like one of the...
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Is it a legendary horror movie or
no? It is a legendary movie, and it's a legendary horror movie because it shifted. Horror movies were only sequels at that point in time, and they were bad sequels, and they were kind of just retreading the same track. So Scream.
I thought Scream was great. I just didn't know if it's like.
So it was the first one that was self-aware, too.
Yeah. I was going to get into like the historical context. Yeah, it was a meta, first edition of the meta version, and they had a fantastic, speaking of posters that were giving away, it had a fantastic poster because people get into that movie thinking it's a Drew Barrymore movie.
Right.
People
in
1996
in freaking
in 10 minutes.
The opening scene.
10 minutes.
One of the best opening scenes I think I've
shocking.
Ever seen.
Shocking. It was shocking.
Again, if you polled people going in 1996 to go to see Scream, you're like, oh, I'm so excited. I could interview. I'm so excited to see Drew Barrymore. She's one of my favorite actresses. I love seeing her in all these things.
Well, you saw her.
And then you're shocked. And you know that everybody's on the table the rest of the movie.
Yeah, I'm just as surprised. With this movie, like my buddy used to host movie nights at this one brewery in San Dimas. And all these people would show up with skirts of the mask, T-shirts.
Oh.
It was insane. Like walking into a brewery and then everybody's watching this film.
You don't know who the killer is because you know the killer is one of the people that you see a lot.
Yep.
And so that's something too.
The other trope that was early, that you don't want to be the black guy in that movie.
Also true.
He's going out early, right? Yeah. That's one of those.
Matthew Lillard was like put on the scene in that movie too,
yep.
And he was iconic in that. But yeah, Neve Campbell.
I was going to say we're not going to get this far into the conversation about Scream and not talk about Neve Campbell, right?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, that's necessary.
Shouts out.
Was that that was post Party of Five?
I could not tell you.
Yeah, I think it was.
And okay, so honestly, Scream has to me stayed to be a good franchise. Like even Scream 6, I'm not saying I want it to win Oscars, but I really enjoyed going to movie and seeing Scream 6. I think they're still inventing.
I knew there was more. I didn't know that we've gotten to 6.
If she said Scream 3 just came out, I'd be like, oh, you know about it.
Yeah, one was enough.
But if it's still doing well.
Yeah, one Scream is cool.
Yeah, it's cool. I like it.
But this Scream is not in California. It was in New York, and it still has Courtney Cox.
I like Courtney Cox. She's great. But I just, you know, one's enough.
And Arquette.
I also love, what was the guy with the knives hand? Freddy Krueger. Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah. Another fantastic one. That's right. That's right. Today is National Sleepover Day. I think we've talked about this before. I loved doing a sleepover. I never liked, as a parent, hosting the sleepover. As a kid, hey, Matt wants to invite you over to his house. Let's go. Let's get it done. But now when Bobby or Michael, like, hey, can I? Fine. And we did say yes, but man, I
hated
it.
Were you the sleepover house in high school? Or
when I was a kid?
Yeah. Like, did they come to your house?
50-50. Or did you go to theirs? Both.
Al?
My mom thought I was going to a different country if I asked to sleep over at a friend's house. Like, I didn't know if this was a Sliwa thing or a Middle Eastern thing, but going over to stay at somebody's house that's not your cousin, they didn't, like, compute that. They didn't understand what the hell you're talking
about. Did you never
do
it?
I did it. I had one buddy of mine that literally lived down the street, across the street, and maybe three houses over. But going to stay, and she eventually let me stay there, but going to stay there was as if she said, hey, it's okay, you can go to Moscow. I'm like, I'm just down the street.
Do you know what she was worried about?
I think they just weren't comfortable with, and even though she knew the parents and everything else, I think there was a little bit of, I don't think they're comfortable with their kid not staying in their home, number one. And number two, I think there was a little bit of like, why are you going to somebody else's house? Like, let that family just be its family.
Because it's fun.
Oh, no, I'm with you. I mean, we're on the same page.
They might have different video games than you have. They might have different food than you have. They might say whatever you want. Have the whole thing of ice cream.
Maybe that's why I'd come back and I'd be like, do you know what they have in their pantry? Because we don't have any of this stuff in our pantry.
They're going to show you things.
Were you a sleepover guy, Jorge?
I was the guy sleeping over, but my mom would be like, yeah, nobody can stay here kind of thing.
Susan would host a sleepover every weekend if it were up to her. Yeah, invite him over. Yeah, he asked about 9 people. Yeah, so? Like, I really don't want to wake up
in the
morning with 9 people sleeping on my couches.
Airbnb.
Kelly had a volleyball tournament 3 months ago, 2 months ago. They're in college. They're all 22 years old. I get up in the morning. I'm like, why is both the men's and women's club volleyball team sleeping on my floor? I don't have any money. Like, not my problem. They're adults. Figure it out.
Yeah, you're 22. That's a little bit different.
One of the keys, so my family, we had occasionally sleepovers at our house, but typically we would be people that would go to other people's houses because we didn't have a finished basement. And most of the time, the sleepovers would be held in the finished basement, and that's where like the TV was, that's where the video games were, that's where the extra couches was, sometimes an extra room. And I also used to always love having like a big group sleepover, like 6 or 7 girls.
Oh, because like a slumber party.
Yeah, slumber party, because then you do each other's makeup, you paint each other's nails, you do pranks on each other, you watch Legally Blonde the musical over and over again, or whatever sleepover movie we wanted.
So. Prank calling, man.
Prank calling a girl thing too?
Yeah, we would prank call. And then we'd also obviously prank the first person that fell asleep.
Oh,
yeah. If the first person to fall asleep, you get like marker on your face or whatever.
All right. So this is more of a movie question, I think, than anything else. So Sydney Sweeney, the actress, is set to play former boxer Christy Martin in a movie. John, do you remember Christy Martin, the fighter?
Yeah, we had her on the show.
Okay. Sydney Sweeney is Christy Martin. Does that work for you?
Yeah.
How come?
I like Sydney Sweeney.
I do too. Sydney Sweeney and Christy Martin do not look alike at all.
Not yet.
No, I prostate.
Remember what I was talking about yesterday? How Ed O'Neill from Modern Family looks exactly like Donald Sterling.
I'm with you. I'm with you. But even without the makeup and the liver spots on his hands,
have you ever seen Sydney Sweeney with dark hair?
Emily showed me yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
But in my mind's eye, I've got Sydney Sweeney. In my mind's eye, I've got Christy Martin. Those are very different looking people. I need the actor playing the famous person to have a passing resemblance to the person.
I don't think you do. Taron Egerton looked nothing like Elton John before Rocket Man. And by the end of it, when they got into the makeup and they got
I don't know who Taron Egerton is, so I would buy it.
You didn't see Kingsman?
No.
You never saw Kingsman with Samuel Jackson?
I don't even know what that is.
It's good. Emily, you've seen it, right? You've never seen Kingsman?
What is it?
I don't think I have either.
There are three of them.
Detectives, kind of, right?
I don't think I have either.
Oh, my gosh. They're like James Bond dudes.
Oh.
And so here's the 30-second elevator pitch. There is a society of gentlemen in England that are all spies, and they work out of a haberdashery. So
I've seen one of those. And I didn't know that's
Samuel
what it's called.
Samuel L. Jackson comes up with a plan to take over the world by putting a cell phone in everybody's hand that is owned by his company. And when he does, he brainwashes them.
Okay.
And the Kingsmen have to take him down. And Taron Egerton is being trained. Trav, you're gonna love this movie. You gotta watch it.
I'll give it a shot.
It gets progressively worse. The second one's not as good as the first one. I think there's a third
That's kind of the standard.
But the first one, it's directed by a guy named Mace will know this. It's directed by a guy named Matthew Vaughn.
Okay.
These guys have never seen or heard of the Kingsman movies.
No, it's a really fun. It's not the greatest movie. It's fun and entertaining.
So the reason we're on this is
I heard Slee. The mention of Sydney Sweeney came up, and all I heard was Slee go, "Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah."
Well, okay,
okay, but you know that right. Sydney, before she was kind of a Marilyn Monroe bombshell, she actually was in Emily. Wasn't she in *Handmaid's Tale*?
No, Euphoria.
No, that's someone else. She might have been in *Handmaid's Tale*.
And then she was on *Euphoria*.
She was in *Once Upon a Time in Hollywood*.
And what'd she play in *Once Upon a Time in Hollywood*?
She was one of the people at that
Manson camp.
Bruce Dern.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Because we got on this because Sydney Sweeney is going to play. Remember the boxer Christy Martin?
Oh yeah, sure.
So they're making a movie about Christy Martin, and Sydney Sweeney is going to play Christy Martin.
Okay.
And I like the actor that's going to play. If I know the actor, I need it to look, for instance, this is, I think, maybe the best example of casting, just like, he looks just like him. When Val Kilmer played Jim Morrison in the Doors movie.
Right.
Yeah. They look a lot alike. So I'm very easily able to kind of suspend disbelief in that.
All right.
Sydney Sweeney and Christy Martin do not look a lot alike.
I cannot tell you how many times in Hollywood
they'll make it happen.
They make it look like it. I'll give you a couple of examples. If you stood Megyn Kelly next to Charlize Theron, they don't look alike. All right. But when Charlize Theron got in the makeup chair, they made her look exactly like me. I'm a big Sinatra fan.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a Rat Pack movie with Ray Liotta as Sinatra. Looks nothing like him. He kind of killed it.
Are you, by the way, speaking of Sinatra, that Emily, I don't know if this is official, you may know or not. DiCaprio, Scorsese, and somebody else, they're going to make a Sinatra movie.
Oh, really?
And DiCaprio as Sinatra.
I think it's in the works.
It's in the works.
DiCaprio
okay.
as Sinatra?
Yes.
Wow.
And
by the way, DiCaprio is a Sinatra guy. He bought one of Sinatra's old houses in Palm Springs.
You know who is the ultimate Sinatra guy? Who's the guy that that invented Family Guy?
Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, yeah, Seth
MacFarlane.
He's
like a Sinatra nut.
Right, he's a crooner.
And he can really genuinely sing.
He can definitely
Does Leo
sing.
Need to be able to sing to pull it off, or can they dub it?
What they did when they did the Sinatra miniseries, they had an actor named Philip Kasnoff who played Sinatra. He was really good. And Marcia Gay Harden played Ava Gardner. She was really good. They had Frank Sinatra Jr. sing the songs, and the actor just lip-synced.
See, I like it better when the actor actually does sing. Like, for example, the Marley guy,
he was great.
Kingsley Benadire.
He was really good.
Did the actual, Marley vocals.
Actually don't mind it when they get somebody that sounds more like the singer. I'll give you two examples. For example, in Bohemian Rhapsody, Rami Malek did not sing.
Right.
He lip-synced, and they got somebody who sounded like Freddie Mercury.
Well, Freddie Mercury is such a specific sound,
but
too.
But in Rocketman, Taron Egerton sang everything.
Yeah.
And he doesn't sound like Elton John, but because he's a good actor, he kind of pulled it off.
You need somebody playing a baseball role, but it can't look like
they handed you a baseball bat for the first time
the day before they start shooting.
Emily, did Austin Butler sing as Elvis, or did they dub?
He did sing as Elvis. So here's a movie that's coming out this year, just this month.
Oh, I know which one.
The Amy
Winehouse
Back
movie
to
looks
Black.
Great.
It does not look great.
It looks great.
It looks
What are
terrible.
You
what,
talking okay. about?
And her voice singing as Amy is
Well, all I've seen is one trailer.
It looks.
Have you seen more of this movie than I have?
I've seen more trailers. I've seen reviews. It is getting.
Can I make a case for you, Mace?
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the trailer. I have no dog in this fight. The list of things she doesn't like is not short.
That is true.
Right. The list of things that you like is very long.
Yeah, no, she's very discerning.
Yes.
Yeah, but we all make our own decisions. I'll be at the Amy Winehouse movie.
She'll see it.
I want to put up one more person who could play Sinatra, young Sinatra, in a movie that we just saw. It's in Challengers. Mike Feist. One, he is a Broadway actor. He can sing. He was in Dear Evan Hansen. He was in Newsies.
Right.
He was in something else too. He looks like young Sinatra. His like young Sinatra like mugshot. That's Mike Feist, and he's the guy in Challengers.
Oh, you're right. It is the Frank Sinatra mugshot. He does look exactly like that. Yeah.
Did you guys have sleepovers as kids?
Sure.
Yeah, were you the host or were you the attendee?
Both.
Yeah,
that's kind of where we landed too.
I think white people sleepovers all day. Middle Eastern, it was like I need to know the social security number. I need to.
It was that strict, huh?
Yeah, it was. That wasn't happening.
Yeah.
Well, it's different food. There was different TV rules. There was, and even
you got
like
to stay up late.
You get to stay up late, and even if you had the people over, like your mom and dad, at least my mom and dad would, they'd have a little more relaxed vibe going on. You could do things that you might not be able to do if you were there by yourself.
Sure.
You know what we should do right now?
What?
Let's super crosstalk.
Woo, 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 woo. I heard your snake draft. Now, I heard Emily got my, I had the same first pick, obviously, Italian.
Okay, good. It's a solid pick.
Now, what I thought was it came back around and Chinese was still on the
Chinese
board.
Chinese still on the board.
Nobody took Chinese?
No.
You took Chinese.
He took Chinese. I could have taken Chinese. I had the fourth pick. Fourth and fifth did not go Chinese.
Did not go. So I heard you go Japanese.
Japanese. And Middle Eastern.
Middle Eastern, obviously.
And then right back.
Yeah.
Right
and back. Then who got Chinese?
I did.
Oh, nice.
So Emily's list, I think Emily wins. She had the Italian food cuisine.
Yep.
She had Greek and Southern
Greek.
Comfort food.
Oh, my gosh. Nobody's beaten that.
No, she wins. She wins. Jorge had Mexican, Thai, and Cuban.
That's a great list, too.
That's good. Mine is French, Chinese, and Spanish.
Spanish, a little paella.
A little paella, a little tapas.
Yes.
Who doesn't like that? And the sleaze, Japanese, Middle Eastern, and Indian. Emily wins in a walk, right?
Yeah, Emily's got that locked in.
Your Italian first pick overall?
Italian first pick always.
John?
Yeah.
Italian?
Yeah, matter of fact, Emily's picks might be my first three. I'd put Southern Comfort ahead of Greek food, but they would be in that order.
I had Greek food last night.
What'd you get?
I had the...
Spanakopita.
No, I did not. We had the saganaki,
okay,
which is the flaming cheese where they put the alcohol on the cheese and then they light it up and everybody goes, opa! It was very...
You just want enough.
It was a big
opa.
Showstopper.
There's not enough Greek restaurants.
No.
At least that I know. I don't think... There's I don't feel like there's Beach. Enough.
So Ireland...
Is that the one that Petros' family owned?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, they still do.
Right. Do they still own it?
No, it's called Petros, but it's owned by... Petros Papadakis owned... They owned... A
down in
San Pedro, Verna, right?
In San Pedro.
Yeah.
No, they don't own it anymore.
Okay. Did we do an event?
Neil Everett owns the one we went to last night. I bumped into Neil. He's doing great. He's doing Portland Trailblazers games, pre, post, or whatever, halftime. And then he's living in L.A. the rest of the time.
Yeah.
It's a good gig.
That is
it's
a good
bad.
Gig.
Yeah.
Neil was... acted retired when he wasn't retired. I think he's like he's one of the most laid back guys I've ever met.
He seems so late because he's from Hawaii, and I think that carries
over.
He is
from Hawaii. So okay, let's assume that you've checked the financial box. You're good.
Okay,
you don't need to make any more money to leave for family members. You're good.
Right.
You've checked the economics box.
Mm-hmm. So they both checked the boxes already.
Yes.
Okay.
How long do you work?
Well, we're very different on this. I'm desperate to get out. And not work. Mace says you'll have to pry the microphone from his cold, dead fingers.
You get to do the Lakers as long as you'd like.
Okay.
There's an expiration date on that for you?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so either, Mace.
No. Oh, there is. But I'll never... They'll fire me before I get to that date.
Okay, but
well, that's
John,
true for
John,
all of us for almost
as,
everything.
You take me as somebody that just loves working, too.
Right, but my problem is I've never had one job since I was 25. Now I'm 60. So I've worked... two lifetimes already. I'm anxious to get off the ride, but
what is off the ride?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's part of it. I don't understand. Like what's there to do after the ride? I mean, you play golf.
Right. I play golf,
but he starts at 6 a.m. He's done it.
Right, right, exactly.
So this is what I'm getting at. The Neil Everett gig that you described.
Yes,
that sounds kind of like the perfect setup if you've checked the other boxes, which is it's half the year.
Yep.
And it's not the heaviest lifting in the world, right? If you're doing, I do pre-half and post for the Rams. So I understand the prep to go. It's real work.
Yep.
But it's also, for the Rams at least, it's 17, 18, 20 dates a year. That's not so bad.
The guy who has figured it out is Bill McDonald. Bill McDonald does 60 Laker games a year, and that's it. Mm-hmm. He works 60 days a year. So that means 305 days a year, he's doing whatever the hell he wants, and he's good at it. And so that's
a good one.
That's the life I want to get to.
So I was with two of my friends. We were going to play golf one morning, and we were at Talega Golf Club in San Clemente.
Okay.
And I'm standing in line to check in at the desk on the inside. And Billy is in line in front of me.
Okay.
And I could hear his voice. I knew it was Billy, but he had not turned around and seen me standing behind him.
Right.
And
would he know you if he saw you, do you think?
So he turns around and I said, "Oh, hey, Billy, how you doing?" And he goes, "Hey, Trav, how are you?"
He knew.
Like instantly.
Wow.
And my two buddies are like, "Do you know how much we wanted him not to know who you were?" Do you have any idea how much we were rooting for him to go, "Oh, hey, how you doing, buddy? How you doing, pal?" And I'm like, there aren't too many people I would have tried to do that with.
I was going to say, you wouldn't have
gone up to him. Other than Billy Mack, because I don't know Billy great, but I knew him enough to know that he's that guy that remembers people. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think you're right.
And he's the nicest guy in the
world. So golf and Lakers for Billy Mack. Yeah. You could do that, John.
I know.
What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for this place to fire me.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And it'll happen.
See, it happens to all of us.
Someday I'm going to walk up and, you know, we have this little button that you push and then the red thing spins and then the door opens, right? The day it keeps spinning and doesn't open is the day
I always think.
And then they'll say the show has been retooled.
Yeah, right. We're reworking things a little bit.
I'm not going to tell this. I told you guys the story when I got sacked from Rome and I went down and my card wouldn't open the little arm in the parking.
Yeah, right. Wouldn't open.
It happens to everybody. So what's your retirement gig? You going back in the movie business?
No,
what are you doing?
God,
travel?
You doing
travel?
Nothing?
No, I'm not. There is no
Hot
retirement.
Springs?
I'm not retiring.
You'll die on the job.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not retiring. Like, right now, I love doing this show. I intend to do this show for as long as they allow me to do this show. Then after that, I'll keep doing my podcast. And I'll do my podcast as long as I can still open a Zoom window. And it will roll on like that. But I'm never going to, like, shut it down. Like, my dad shut it down at an early age. And there's an expression, you use it or you lose it. My dad did lose it. So I want to stay
going. Does this
stuff
have anything to do with it as well? My dad didn't have the opportunity to shut it down, which makes me like, okay, well, I'm just going
to
keep working.
Well, I mean, he had to keep working, or did he pass away young?
He
or
passed
is he
away too young. Oh, okay. And he got sick to where he couldn't work anymore, right?
Yeah,
and,
so the decision was made for him.
Yeah. But I think that also plays into, like, I'm like, I fall more on your line. I want to work.
Right.
I like working.
We'll work a little bit.
I enjoy working. Right. I want to work as
Again,
long as possible.
Again, Trav, you and me.
Yeah. You know
it's
got to
be a little bit of a bounce.
Yeah, I mean, the way I look at it is, so Juan, I think you're, this case with Lisa, I'm 10 years younger than Juan. You're
7.
Right.
Yeah.
So Juan is my partner now and ultimately will be my nurse.
Lisa will hire
Solid
me a
plan.
Nurse. And she'll Lisa knows me really well. The nurse will be really good looking and be disgusted by me.
Yeah.
And Lisa will just laugh.
So John, you may be able to guess this. I have a golf. I blew it. I have a job in the golf world that I would like to take into retirement with me.
Marshall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Marshall.
You'd be perfect for it.
What's the Marshall do?
Drives around. Checks in with people.
That's it.
You guys having a good day today?
If you're violating the rules, he'll tell you to speed up.
Mace, we're going to keep that cart path on the cart today. No, cart path only.
That's it. That's
enjoy the rest of the day.
Do you wear like the armband?
Nah, driver, I got a golf hat and a t-shirt.
The Marshalls and Mountain Gate are fantastic. Yeah. They're all super happy.
Yeah. Your cart runs out of battery, I'll run you out a new one.
You get a phone call and you're on the 15th hole and you got to come in, you call and they'll come pick you up.
That sounds like a great life. Am I the only one that I enjoy driving a golf cart? Like, I think it's really fun to drive a golf cart around. Now, I don't golf, but I think the golf cart's kind of fun. I know you can roll one.
Yeah,
I know it's been done, but But no, I think the riding around in a golf cart is fun.
We've got this vacation place in Idaho, and we just bought a golf cart
to drive around town.
Right. To drive around town, I mean, I can take it to a golf course if I want to, but it's primarily so you don't need another car.
Right,
Catalina,
right.
You know, you just take it to the store.
Palm Springs. My mom and
there's a lot
my
of
dad had a golf cart.
There's a lot in my neighborhood as well. I could just pull up to your group and say, "Hey, John, hope you guys are having a great time. There's a hole open ahead of you. We need you to pick it up a little bit.
There you go.
We're going to need you to pick it up." See,
right.
I'm ready to go.
Easy.
I'm ready to do it right now.
Go
Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger's all about.